Thank you, Mr. Chair. Indeed, as I said earlier, I also think option B is just the wording is misleading because it does not describe the approach promoted by the Russian Federation to have a universally applied law which replaces SIM or SMGS, but instead it evaluates the document 21/3 and considers that this document is not, you could say, fit for purpose, for the purpose of replacing SIM and SMGS. So this is not an editorial issue we could later on correct, but it's just simply misleading. I would also like to indicate that these two paragraphs also appear in the draft report to SE2. So I think it's, I mean, we must advance, that's absolutely clear. We must be very fast, should be much faster than we have been so far in going through all these texts. But it's worth to spend some time to find an appropriate solution. And what we should focus on is to find a description which suits everybody on the two approaches. And then afterwards, we simply say there are divergent views which of the approaches should be followed in the creation of the URL. So I think this is actually very simple. And the interface law approach is actually, I think this is already mentioned in the draft report. I'm not sure, but maybe this is already mentioned. So the only and this other approach is probably also already mentioned. So I wonder why we could not actually delete everything which is in yellow here and simply say that there are divergent views which approach needs to be or should be followed. Thank you. And then, sorry, the same paragraphs, of course, should be used in the same language, should be used in the report to SE2. Thank you.
Pues